You are listening to the 20th SCAC Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of athletic and academic excellence from 1991 to 2011. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today we are taking a look back at the top moment in volleyball history. December 4th through 5th, 1999. At the 1999 Volleyball Final Four at Juniata College, Trinity University defeats Muskingum College 3-0 in the semifinals to advance to the following day's national title game. The Tigers' national championship dreams end on Saturday, however, as top-ranked undefeated and defending national champion Central Iowa College beats Trinity in three straight sets. Trinity ends its season with a 38-3 mark and becomes just the second SCAC team in any sport to play for a national championship. Tiger head coach Julie Jenkins is later honored as the American Volleyball Coaches Association Division III Coach of the Year. Today we are joined by then junior All-American setter from the team, Desiree Pratt, now Desiree Gosling. And Desiree, congratulations and on the top moment, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Desiree, just take me back to that day, that week into the Final Four. What do you remember, and how do you remember everything playing out for the Tigers on that weekend?
I remember it being very, very exciting. It was great for our team to be able to be there all together. We had several players. I know at least myself and Alicia Farley, and I think possibly one other player that were honored at the All-American banquet that took place before the semifinals and the final matches. So it was great to have our team there supporting us for that. And it was just definitely an emotional high. We had a great season. We were playing really well at the top of our game and felt very confident going into those last two matches.
Your 1999 Trinity Tiger team advanced to the Final Four and national championship for the first time in school history. What did that accomplishment mean to not only you, but to the team as well?
I think it meant a ton to the team, especially to those of us that were older players. I know my first year, my freshman year, we didn't make it past the first round of playoffs. So to 2 years later have advanced so much significantly further was a huge accomplishment.
You were in your junior year, having been to the NCAA tournament the previous 2 years in your career, but as you mentioned, had been bounced out earlier. What was different about this 1999 tournament team? Do you remember your team's mindset heading into the tournament and before making the long run that you guys did?
I think we just had all the pieces together that year. The previous couple years, we were strong in some positions, but not in others. And not only did we have a strong starter my junior year, we also had great players coming off the bench if someone was having an off game. So I think that we really had all the pieces that fit together that year. And, I don't know that we necessarily knew that at the beginning of the year. I don't know that at the beginning of the year we would have said, yes, we're going to go to the national championship this year. But throughout the year, our performance just got stronger and stronger. That's what you always hope for. Volleyball is a game where you peak at some point during the season, and you're always hoping that you peak at the right time right there at the end.
Talk about the memories you have, the memories you have from your teammates, girls like All-Americans Alicia Farley, Jennifer Purdy, who were both seniors on that team that year, and then also underclassmen that really played a big role, like Lauren Hamilton and Brianna Iverson.
Sure. I think that was one of the really unique things about our team was we didn't just have strong upperclassmen. We had strong, as you mentioned, underclassmen as well. Bree and Lauren, were really strong players, and I think that, just because they weren't as experienced, that didn't give the team any less confidence in them. They were very consistent, strong players, and we knew that they could come through the same way that the upperclassmen could. And of course, we had great leadership from our seniors. They had been around the block, this was their first time to a national championship game, but they didn't act like it.
Heading into the championship match, what do you remember what Coach Jenkins said to you guys and the team before, undergoing, getting the match underway, especially knowing you were about to face the defending national champions?
I think that she probably just told us to go out there and play our best because we were a great team that year. And that's all we can ask for, you know. And we did go out there and we did play our best. And, you know, when we played against Central and we lost, it wasn't our best. But Central was a great team and they just put us in a corner and we couldn't get out of it.
You know, I can imagine initially after the loss there must have been some sort of sense of disappointment, but I have no doubt that you look back on that run and that team with an enormous sense of pride. Just talk about the, you know, the pride that you guys have with that run that you made.
Oh, definitely. There's a ton of pride there, knowing that we've gotten further than any Trinity team before or since then, I believe. And I think that says a lot about not only the skill, but the character of the people on that team, because I've seen Trinity volleyball since then, and they've had some really, really skilled players. So I don't know that our team was any more skilled than the teams that Coach had since, but I think that the determination and just the way that we all came together really was what was the key to our success.
You know, Trinity continues to play such a factor in the Division III world of volleyball under the tutelage of Julie Jenkins, who you played for. What can you say about her as a coach, and how much satisfaction do you take in knowing that you were part of such a memorable moment in her outstanding career?
I have a lot of pride for having played for Coach Jenkins and a ton of respect for her as a coach. I think that I had the fortune of coaching with her as a graduate assistant after I graduated from Trinity, and the best thing that I can say about Coach Jenkins is that she is always trying to learn and improve herself as a coach. She's had a ton of success, but she isn't satisfied with that. She's always trying to find what new coaching techniques may benefit her team. You know, each year you have a different team, a different set of players, and the exact same coaching techniques may not work for each of those teams. And Coach really is constantly striving to learn new theories in the game of volleyball and put together each year what she feels is the best game plan for her team.
You know, finally, as you look back on your career at Trinity and the run that you guys had to the national title match, you know, what are the lasting memories you have from that team and from that weekend that, you know, has been deemed the top 20 moment in SCAC volleyball history?
I mean, highlights will always be just playing in that national championship match. Regardless of the outcome, it was an honor to be a part of that match and to play with the players I played with. And just the friendships that I've garnered from the volleyball team. I'm still friends with almost everyone that I played with and keep in touch with everyone. And it was just a very special group of girls.
A member of the 1999 Trinity Tiger National Runner-Up Team, All-American setter Desiree Gosling, who finished her career with a record of 129 wins and 31 losses all-time, 42-1 in conference, 4 NCAA tournament appearances. Desiree, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations again on the top moment in volleyball history over the past 20 years in SCAC history.
Well, thank you very much.